Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
And now, the first ever DC Marvel Shipathon.
Shipping, the show where we geek out about real love and fake relationships.
I'm Colin.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Patrick.
Wow.
I just went for something.
I did like that you beamed a gaze into my eyes while you did it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't know how long the announcement's going to be.
I should have just kept going.
Yeah, yeah. I was
see how long we could hold eye contact.
I think we were ready to go for a while. But it was a good announcement.
So what we're going to do, we're using the random number generator to pick DC characters and Marvel characters and just ship them together.
Fantastic.
And my buddy Ethan asked if we had ever done this before. And I said no, because we're fucking idiots.
Yeah, we're dumb.
Yeah. Well, it's 2021. We're nature's healing. And we're going to do an MCU. Is it MCU or just Marvel?
So it is mostly led by the MCU.
Okay.
But then I got to it. Because like previously when we had done this, I had like Captain America takes up like three spots. Tony Stark takes up three spots. Just so like the likelihood that we would use major characters would come up more frequently. But I took that away and then had like a bunch of empty spots. And I was like, some fucking X-Men are going in here.
Yeah.
The Fantastic Four. Like we're gonna fill this out a little bit.
Well, yeah. And I feel like if you did just like MCU and like DCEU, I feel like you'd have less DC characters than
than
Marvel.
Right. And so we've done, you know, Marvel before, we've done DC before, usually shipping them against the SDS All-Stars, which is a deranged list of the sexiest creatures in fiction.
Yeah.
And also Dennis Miller.
And also the teenage version of all of us, which is
so funny.
I count that among the sexiest creatures to ever walk the earth.
Ryan, when you said so funny, your face was so sad.
If we didn't have teenage versions of ourselves, we would not have ever shipped Hella Teenage Colin.
Wow.
No, it's important.
Yeah, no, yeah. You're right. I take it back. Okay.
Should we roll a ship?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I've got dice here.
Oh, thank you.
Ryan, why don't you roll the Marvel character?
64.
So the Marvel character is fake Pietro. Ralph Boner.
Oh, Pietro.
Pietro. Yep. Okay.
I guess full spoilers, by the way.
Yeah. It's been a while. Come on.
For DC, we got number 72.
DC number 72, Huntress.
Whoa. Okay.
Here's the thing. I think if we make this like Huntress from Birds of Prey.
Yes.
Because she's a goof.
Yeah.
Yes.
She's so fucking goofy. wants to be cool.
Way as Pietro and, yeah. and particularly fake Pietro.
They're yeah. both front and hard.
Yes. I don't hate this even a little bit. I really liked it.
I kind of really like it. Like, wow.
Like, picture them like meeting at a bar and he's like, hey, what's your deal? And she's like, oh, I have to murder the people who killed my family. He's like, that's cool. I'm not sure if I really exist or not. And then they're making out at a bar, in front of everyone.
Yeah, I love this.
Yeah, it's super good. And she can also like, because she's like, okay, so I think this is what I'm going to say to the guys right as I like get my revenge on them and kill them. And he can be like, because he's an actor, right?
Yeah,
he can be like, okay, I think this would actually like put the sting in a little bit more.
Yes, and okay, she always has trouble with delivery, right?
Yes.
So mm-hmm. he's like, okay, think about your moment before. Let's do some Meisner mm-hmm. exercises. Let's like get connected here on a level.
But also stay flexible because like work out what they're going to do
exactly.
is,
yeah, yeah. And then let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I was a little bit nervous about this list because a lot of Marvel characters and a lot of DC characters are very tied to their hometown.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ralph is ready to move to Gotham.
Absolutely. Yeah.
He does not need to stay where he is.
Yeah. Well,
New Jersey.
Yeah.
No.
That's great. Love it.
Guys, the first ship we rolled is perfect.
10 out of 10.
All right. And Should we quit?
Yeah.
I'm two in a row. What are the odds that we'll not fuck this up entirely?
All right.
Okay, so.
25.
25 for the Marvel side is.
25 for the Marvel side.
Groot.
Okay.
Sentient tree alien Groot.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Are you rolling, Patrick, or should
I'll roll. 61 for the DC side, which is, of course, Kid Flash Wally West.
Okay.
Okay, so this is hard.
Is this a child?
I mean, he also grows up and becomes just like regular old the Flash, okay. but like this is not...
Patrick was typing the list. He specifically wrote Kid.
He wrote Kid Flash, so I think we should keep it with Kid because Groot is a kind of non-sexual.
Well, and I also didn't specify which Groot too, because we also could be baby, could be
it could
teenage
be
Groot.
Teen Groot. Teen Groot.
That's cute.
Okay, this is good.
One is fast, one is slow. Is there something there? I don't know.
One's a tree, one's a guy.
Come on, people. We're spitballing.
No, but so, okay, Wally is obviously, like, in touch with the Speed Forest, Speed Force, right? So
Speed Forest.
Okay, here we go.
Wordplay, baby.
Right, because he's a tree that needs to, like, grow fast because he's sick of being, like, a teenager. So he needs to be in touch with the Speed Forest,
which
will grow a tree very fast. I think we did it.
Okay, great. We did it, and we can move on and never speak of it again.
Great. That was beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. 2 for 2. How about 36?
Okay, 36 from the Marvel side is Ulysses Claw from Black Panther.
Oh, okay. One of the most grotesque
characters.
Yeah.
And 81.
I hope you know that as the numbers get higher, the characters get more obscure.
Okay.
I'll try to roll lower then.
81 is the Green Lantern John Stewart. So former Marine. I think like these guys
soldier boys
have a little bit of like a shared soldier experience.
I think this is a hate fucking situation.
I think it's got to be.
Yeah. So Ulysses Claw is very bad boy. Like no shade
evil.
Of
yeah.
yeah evil. That's a great way of putting it. There's like he doesn't want to be good. He doesn't want to change, and he does murders.
I think this is quick and dirty. I think this is a quick and dirty in an alleyway.
Mm-hmm.
They fight. They realize that there's a lot of tea, like testosterone
floating
in
around.
The air.
Right.
They fuck real quick, and then they just don't speak of it ever again.
Right. Black Panther shows up in the middle, and then Green Lantern has to be like, zip him off with the ring and be like, I wasn't doing anything.
Yeah.
This seems like a source of great shame for Jon Stewart.
Yeah, this is
deep shame.
John.
I mean, he is responsible for the planet Zhanshi exploding and killing all life on that planet, but this may be more shameful.
Yeah, this is the darkest day of his life.
Yeah.
Well, and I think like once every like 180 days... he gets like a text from Ulysses S. Claw that's like balls.
I don't. Is this is the middle initial S?
Ulysses S. Grant. You know what? I think in the middle of sex, like a secret that
only people who have sex with him know.
Yeah. It's like so American. He doesn't want anyone to know.
But, oh my God.
It fell out of my mouth.
It was so, perfect.
It's so good.
Okay. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Marvel side. 54.
54.
54 from the Marvel side. We're resting a lot in villains here. I don't really know why the dice want us to play with evil characters. Okay. Ultron is number 54.
Okay. Who are we going to ship Colin, Ultron with?
You want to roll here?
Sure, sure. 25.
Okay, we're low in the numbers here.
Okay.
Superman.
Okay.
Man of Steel meets Man of
Steel.
I think that Superman like kind of lets his dark side come out with this, where he like asks if he can like spit on Ultron.
Well, because Superman can never use his full strength during sex.
But so he's like kind of letting it all out, and he's starting to kind of like explore a little bit with things that he's like, maybe Lois would not be chill with this. So like, this is a...
Yeah, this is happening in the same alleyway from our previous ship.
Yes.
It's like outside of like a heroes and villains club.
This alleyway is drenched in cum.
It is
it's horrible.
Is it cheating if it's with a robot?
Yes.
Is it cheating if it's with a fleshlight? I mean, these are questions that play in mankind.
If it's a sentient being... Yes.
Yeah.
But I will say, and I know we immediately got real gross with this ship, but I just watched the beginning of Superman and Lois, the CW show.
Oh,
it's very good.
It's really good.
And sweet. And I highly recommend it.
Do you think there's a way that Superman's sweetness like can turn Ultron, can make Ultron realize that like he doesn't need to be a murder bot?
Oh, okay. So that's what it is. Ultron kind of has a crush on Superman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because he thinks all humans are bad, but he's like, this one Kryptonian, could he change humans?
Yes.
And he's a secret. He doesn't let anybody know.
And like deep down, maybe Ultron's like, you know, change them into piles of ash. Like, if it comes to that, we'll call that plan B.
Yeah, he's like, that's our backup.
Yeah.
Look, we could inspire them. We could destroy them. I don't really care.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I mean, I think, this is, I do think they meet in that alley, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That alley is just like, something's fucked with that alley.
Lots of things are fucked in that alley.
Yeah. Between universes.
Is it, okay, so it's an interdimensional alley.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Is it, this is not Crime Alley, right? This is not where the Waynes were gunned down?
Dragon Alley from Harry Potter.
No.
All right. Diagon Alley. Yeah.
Diagon Alley.
Diagon.
Yeah, because it's like diagonally. Listen,
I thought it was about dragons.
Rowling.
She's
not that smart. An evil character, Dolores Umbridge. Give me a break, lady. Anyway, let's keep going.
No, I mean, you're right. Fleur Delacour is the delicate flower. Like
Cho Chang.
Yeah, okay. We're going to talk about it. Yeah.
Ryan, Mogi, rolling dice.
82
on the Marvel side.
Yeah. These might be characters I'm going to have to look up.
Ooh, Monica Rambeau.
Okay. Actually, I won't have to look her up. Okay, great. And?
95.
Oh, no, I'm scared
for
her. I'm scared for her.
Poor Monica. She's been through a lot.
Yeah.
Guys, it's Darkseid.
Jesus
Guys, it's Darkseid.
Jesus
Christ. I mean, to the alley.
This is the alley. This is another alley situation.
I mean, okay.
Oh, God.
Does Darkseid have...
any redeeming qualities?
No.
No, he's never... he's not really a character other than evil.
Right. He's like the king of a nightmare dimension. So, he owns property.
Could it be... because we know Monica is a little bit pissed off, it seems like, with Captain Marvel.
Sure.
So, could it be as a, like, F you to Captain Marvel... she frees Darkseid.
Yeah. And then maybe...
an intergalactic prison.
Yeah. It's like an act of rebellion, maybe.
Sure. So Carol killed Thanos.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, well, I can't then fuck Thanos to get back at Carol. I've got to fuck the DC universe's equivalent of Thanos.
Oh, yeah. She doesn't even know she's doing it. It's all like, girl, you're fucking Thanos
right now.
Like, what are you talking about?
It's like a daddy issues thing, but it's like not. It's like a Thanos issues.
Yeah.
Okay.
Call me girl. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, and Captain Marvel's like, what the fuck? Like, you could have just, like, you didn't have to fuck him. You could have just been his friend.
Go out on a date or something. Yeah. That would drive me crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
That's enough right there.
But Monica, she likes to go big or go home. You know mm-hmm. that about her.
Where do they go? Oh, so do they go on this date on Apocalypse or do they do it on Earth?
They're on Earth. They're like in Italy at like a little sidewalk bistro, and she's like having him try cappuccino for the first time.
Oh, the mug would look so small in his hands.
And he's like sitting like this, and it's those teeny little like bistro tables. So he's like,
what
like,
is
all
it
hunched.
For him?
Well, okay, look. Okay, he is always going to try to take over the Earth, right?
Yes.
Earth is the one place okay. that always
yeah,
gets away,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And also the anti-life equation is right, there. Right, right, we yeah. know that.
He loves it.
He loves it, so he wants more of it.
Yeah.
And he's like, so he's been like trying to get with other intergalactic beings that have close connections to Earth. And so when she like puts up the flag that she's interested, he pounces on it because he okay, wants yeah. like... experience Earth before taking it over.
And maybe there's like, okay, maybe also just to kind of like even things out a little bit, maybe some kind of in going through the intergalactic thing to get to Italy.
Yeah.
he temporarily loses his powers or something where like maybe he sees like her powers. Does he want to steal them?
He wants to steal them.
And he's like, the anti-life equation, I'm on Earth. I'm so happy. I love being here. So I can work on two things at once, right?
Yeah.
Like my evil plan, but then also getting some powers. And then maybe.
Well, because we had to remember that the last time we saw Justice League, right?
Right.
Snyder Cut. We are all well-versed in it, of course.
Yeah. Have you seen it at all, Colin?
No.
That's the right choice.
Okay, correct choice.
At the end, remember, he's like, okay, we can't use, like, portals and mother boxes and right. stuff. We've got to fly. We've got to go the old-fashioned way, right, is
yeah.
what he says. So, like, he's trying to fly through space to get to Earth,
right.
but it's taking forever.
Yes. Yes, yes.
And so that's, you know, we've seen Captain Marvel drag Tony Stark and Nebula
yeah.
all the way across the galaxy.
Yeah.
So she can do the same.
Right.
Monica Rambeau.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Great, great, great. Love it.
All right.
Guys, we saved
what's
that
next?
One.
Yeah, we did, because that was pretty dark.
Yeah. For the Marvel side.
34.
34 is Shuri.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Okay.
Shipped
Rolo,
her in the
past. Rolo.
59.
Interesting. What's it going to be?
Okay. So 59, another Flash, Barry Allen.
Okay.
Okay. I'm sorry that I sneered. It's just my last encounter with Barry Allen
oh, that's
was
right.
in. Justice League.
I think that's
Zack
what we have
Snyder.
To use, too.
Because he's young.
Right.
Oh, man. Poor Shuri. You know,
yeah.
We've all made mistakes, Shuri. I dated a guy like Barry Allen
yeah.
when I was, you know, 20.
Because they seem charming at first.
They seem
like, oh, he's a funny guy.
Yeah.
yeah.
But you don't see, like, the lingering, malignant narcissism.
Right. He's the guy that she later in her like late 20s is going to be like, oh my God, I dated this guy once that was like this, like at like wine night or whatever. And mm-hmm. everyone's like, oh my God, he sounds awful. And she's like, I know, I can't believe it. But everyone's had that story of like,
yeah,
yeah,
you were involved with somebody that.
No, he's
like,
a mistake.
Why? He's a complete mistake. And they kind of like laugh at his like narcissism.
But for him, she was a very pivotal relationship.
Mm-hmm. She was the one that got away.
Totally.
Because mm-hmm. she's so smart. She's so cool.
Well, and I mean, that's one of the things with Shuri is that she's so smart and like her tech is so advanced that like she can't even really hang with like Tony Stark because it's like you think you're a genius, but like in reality.
Yeah, you got nothing.
Your shit's bullshit.
Yeah.
And I feel like this version of Barry Allen would at least be like, is there enough humility there for him to be like, okay, I made my dumb little Flash suit, but like you're obviously way better at this stuff than me. Like. Is there some element of this that can be good for them that's not just like, it was a mistake?
I think she's, well, maybe her brother just died.
Okay, there's that.
And so she's sad. And he does make a lot of jokes. Like, she never has to sit alone and be sad because he's going to be there making jokes.
Yeah, he'll be the only one in the universe making jokes.
Yeah,
yeah.
He fills silences.
Yes. He's distracting
her. And she is also good at making suits.
And jokes, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. So, okay, so he distracts her and she makes him better. I mean, tell me what kind of relationship. I mean, we've all been there. We've all been there.
All right, next up.
From the Marvel side.
29. Sorry, I got confused about the dots.
29 is Mantis.
Okay.
Alien empath Mantis.
Uh-huh.
From 71. The DC side, 71. Okay, so this is Enchantress.
Oh.
Which I only really know from Suicide Squad.
Which is a very bad character.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I don't even remember
her. She's the one who does
the
dance. Remember, she was a scientist.
Oh, yeah.
She dates Rick Flag.
Colin's making a shruggy face.
Like the Schneider cut, I've also never
seen
Schneider.
Yeah. Yeah. Fred Schneider's Justice League.
The Snyder cut. I have not.
She's the
seen
one that like keeps turning into the like ring looking lady, right?
I think
yes,
so, right?
Because she touched an evil, it's like an ancient spirit that is in her.
Right.
So Mantis can just help her like feel it, exercise it. Right?
Yeah.
Is that
there you
it's
go.
Another thing where like one of them needs the other a lot more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know what
it's
Mantis
just so sad. Those relationships last at least 2.5 years.
I know.
As soon as they move in together, then it's like you got to wait till like the lease is up.
Yeah,
and yeah.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
There's a lot there.
Yeah.
And Mantis is so empathetic. I bet she has trouble dumping people.
Mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. I'm sure she does.
Although, do you think she can just like incept that idea into their head, just like touch them and be like?
Would
we're
she
broken
do that,
up. We
though?
Know, no, you're
she
right.
Do that. That's
Batista
the thing.
Batista has
like,
to talk her into it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God. The
not
other
Drax,
Guardians.
But Batista.
Enchantress.
Yes. And when they do finally break up, it's like a dam has broken and they're all like, dude, she fucking sucks.
Oh my God.
She's the worst.
Yeah.
It's the best possible pile on when they all start ripping her apart.
Yeah, that's great. Okay.
From the Marvel side.
55.
Okay, this is real Pietro Maximoff.
Okay.
And from the DC side.
Whoa.
54. Hawkman.
Who is
he wears a gold helmet.
He wears
like
a gold
a
helmet. He flies around. Yeah, sometimes he's a reincarnated something or other.
Doesn't
sometimes
he have
he's an
like
alien.
Like a spear with like a ball on the end of it.
Yeah, he and Hawk Girl both have that weapon.
Oh, right. Okay. I was thinking of Hawk Girl, I think, but okay.
I mean, they're pretty the same, and I actually have a hard time like shipping either one of them with not the other.
Uh-huh.
Hawkman, Hawk Girl.
Okay, does Hawkman, as part of his reincarnated thing, does he go to the afterlife?
I forget.
Okay, let's say he does. So maybe he runs into Pietro there.
Mm. So this is after Ultron.
Yes, this is after Ultron.
Pietro's dead.
Pietro's dead, and he's sad.
Pietro just wants to get like back to his sister.
I think he has to just get used to being dead.
Okay, maybe it's at first he thinks he needs to get back to his sister.
Okay.
Mm.
And then the lesson he learns is that he needs to get used to being dead.
Yeah. Because of recasting,
yeah. Yes. Well, and because Hawkman is there, dead as well, during one of his dead spells,
yeah,
right? And is like, sees Pietro like trying to run back to life or whatever.
Yes.
and he's like, no, man, dead is better. It's like Pet Sematary.
Yep. Oh,
right?
There you go.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah,
he
yeah,
like,
yeah,
talks
yeah.
to me and he's like, yeah, it's better to be dead than to be alive. I've been both.
Yep.
Stay dead.
Yep.
And then Pietro
But then
dead.
He's like, I have also been both.
Ooh,
I am.
Great point.
I was alive right before I got
like,
shot to death.
Yeah, he's like, not everything that works for you works for everybody. And then
they argue a lot, but then he learns it's true.
Yeah.
But then
yeah.
Hawkman comes back to life because that's what he does.
Yeah.
And Pietro doesn't because that's what he does.
Yeah.
He ultimately just nopes out and gets together with Hawk Girl.
Yeah.
And then it's
yeah.
like, all right.
He's like, this is pretty much the same thing.
Yeah. I think he's like, you know what? That was like too much trouble. I have to go.
Honestly, it meant nothing to me.
Yeah.
Guys, I also have the list of SDS All-Stars. Should we start incorporate? Should we roll
do
a thruple?
Oh, Jesus fucking
let's
Christ.
Throw
okay,
a thruple
let's,
in
do
the
it,
mix.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's
okay.
do it.
Okay. All right. So we'll still go Marvel, DC, and then the SDS All-Star.
Okay.
So from the Marvel side, 25. Do we already do 25? Yes, it's Groot. So I'm just going to roll the still a five.
Okay.
Okay. 20 even is Rhodey. War Machine.
Okay.
Ryan now rolling for the DC side.
54.
Okay,
which is again Hawkman. So Colin, why do you roll those?
These dice are like trying to
21.
Okay.
Are they weighted dice? Yeah.
They are, of course, weighted dice. Did you trick us? Okay, so this is Max Schreck, which is Christopher Walken's character from Batman Returns.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yes.
Mr. Pushy Hair.
Yeah, he's like the Mr. CEO-ish guy or whatever.
Yeah, and pushes Selina Kyle out the window.
Yeah.
Inventor of Felix the Cat, I think, is...
Oh, right, yeah, the Felix the Cat thing.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. That logo's there, yeah.
Okay.
And from the SDS All-Stars, 90.
90.
No, 9.
9, 9, 9, 9.
999.
999. This is Michael from Roswell.
Who is it again? It's Max Schreck, Michael, and...
And Rhodey.
Rhodey.
War Machine.
Okay. So I do feel like this is a crack fic that I've read before. I think Michael, he's got alien problems.
Always.
Yeah.
Big alien problems. And he's been working at, he's been on the run.
Oh, so he's not working at the Crashdown.
No, he's not a teenager. These are adults.
Oh, okay.
Men.
All right.
Come on.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Post-finale fic. They're on the run, or he's on the run, and he gets a job working for Max Schreck. Oh, this is also a Mafia AU.
Okay. All right.
I think that's how we do this. He's working for Max Schreck.
Chrissy's there.
And Rhodey.
Rhodey is like their Elliot Ness, like hunting them down.
100%. And Michael's caught between, but he feels something for both men. He respects both men.
Right. So is he ratting on Max Schreck to the feds?
That's what Rhodey wants him to do, but he's not sure.
Wow.
Because he's being treated like
Rhodey
a son.
His contact?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And so he feels like, and he's getting like father love that he's never had before from Max Schreck. He's never had anyone, you know, really give him that.
Right. Oh, that's actually pretty good.
Yeah. I've read a lot of these fics, guys. If it's all Michael for their old thing, I could do so many of these.
That was good. Do we want to roll another throuple?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Go Colin. Colin is rolling for the Marvel side.
16.
16 is T'Challa, the Black Panther.
Ooh.
Okay.
For the DC side.
58
is Jonah Hex, disfigured cowboy. Mm,
yeah. Grumpy guy.
Grumpy.
So grumpy.
Yeah. But a hero.
He's a hero.
Not infrequent time traveler.
Yeah.
46.
From the SDS All-Stars is Arya Stark in Game of Thrones.
Ooh, okay. She likes a grumpy old man.
She does.
Disfigured grumpy
she
old man.
Does.
Very much into
that.
Oh,
no, this is another girl. You're fucking Thanos. Like, you know?
Yes.
Like, oh, no, Arya. Okay, this is not a good time for Arya. This is like she's maybe at rock bottom. You know what it is? Okay, so this is post, of course. Post GOT.
Yeah.
Right.
Everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she's like, yes, I need to go do my own thing. She's kind of lost direction at this point because she's kind of like, where do I go from here?
Well, she's gotten so used to having like a big grumpy guide.
Yes. In some form or another.
Yes.
Right? Because it's like either the Hound or like her weird mentor when she was like going to be
faceless
one of the faceless men.
Yeah. Even her dad.
Even her dad.
Fiero.
Yeah. All of this. So she's like, she thinks she's like, I'm doing this for me, but everyone around her is like, girl, this is like the same.
Yeah, this is a pattern.
And then who was the other person?
The Black Panther.
Oh, you know what? It's one of those things that starts out as a throuple, but ends up as a couple.
Yeah.
Where she cuts out Jonah Hex.
Yeah. Well, Jonah kind of steps out.
Yeah,
steps back.
Time travels away.
Oh, yeah. He gets caught into a time travel.
Yeah. Yeah, because.
I think he gets killed. I think Jonah Hex gets killed.
Okay.
Oh, and it's just this. Yeah. I mean, I know the person who gets killed is also a victim, but this just keeps happening to Arya.
Yeah.
She needs to finish the cycle.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then maybe. No. Couldn't. Never mind. Okay. I was going to make it too dark. Too dark.
But I think that you could ship T'Challa and Arya.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, totally.
I think it's doable.
I think that's her first healthy relationship.
I like her and Gendry, no?
Oh, I like Gendry. Yeah.
They're OTP.
But she keeps running
me.
Away me from too. Gendry. You know what I'm saying?
She
I'm
does, like, but that's also, but she knows he's going to be there when she comes back. That's
I
why. Know.
And he's like, I understand.
He
like,
respects
it's
her.
Very, like, he's like, I understand that that's your way, and I'm going to do my way, and I'm here for you.
No, but yeah, she needs a king who's ready to be king.
I know.
Like T'Challa.
I know.
No, it is kind of leveling up. Poor Gendry.
Yeah, poor Gendry. I mean, he's like, he's like, you know,
or just like off in the fucking forest, like waiting for her to come back one last time.
I know.
Just eating bread in the forest.
I know.
All right, should we do one more?
Let's do one more. Close it out.
Okay.
Okay.
From the Marvel side, 73.
Oh shit!
Getting high on the
Talos, the Skrull.
Okay.
This is Ben Mendelsohn's Skrull.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Okay.
From the DC side.
22.
Hmm.
So this is Batman Beyond, Terry McGinnis.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
And from the SDS All-Stars.
Oh, did you just roll? No, you didn't roll yet, did you? No.
85.
Oh, we're getting high up there. I'm scared.
This is Julie the Cat Gaffney from D2 the Mighty Ducks.
What up?
Okay, so let's recap. We've got a shape shifting Skrull.
I'm sorry,
Talos.
Guys.
A family
my fault
man.
She's on there.
A family man for sure.
Yeah. He's a family man.
Who was the DC character?
It was
Terry McGinnis.
Terry McGinnis, Batman Beyond.
Can you tell me more about Terry?
Sure, he is a rebellious kid who discovers that an elderly Bruce Wayne was Batman. Mm-hmm. Takes up the mantle of Batman, always having Bruce in his ear, like kind of coaching him along. Terry is not a great student; becomes a worse student when he's Batmaning all night long, and you know lives in like the near future.
Okay, does his school have a hockey team?
So they have a game that's like hockey.
Oh, because it's the future.
It's the future okay. Future of Gotham City. So they have it's almost like a 0G high lie.
Oh,
okay. Kind of thing. Julie the Cat Gaffney like is going tube. For a walk. She wanders down this crazy alley.
Oh my god!
No,
sees these two fucking. Sees those two fucking.
She's like eyes ahead, but she doesn't realize at the end of the alley is the like. Center of like falling into like maybe
other
the future
dimensions,
other dimensions whatever. So that's how she gets to Gotham.
Okay,
of the future,
and she just enrolls in school because that's what she knows.
Right.
Yeah.
She's a kid. Right. Terry's a kid too. So this is good.
So far, it's not too bad.
Maybe she's like I don't know what to do. Right. So she's like walking around.
This is sort of a cover for a self insert.
It is because
they're like, show me what to do.
Yeah, I mean, and then she's automatically like really good at this highlight game.
Truly, though, when is the last time you saw a picture of Terry McGinnis? Because
he is the pointiest Batman
I
remember.
I think I've seen him.
I picture him in the suit. I can't picture him out.
He's cute.
Yeah, like, he is cute.
Well,
he's
so is Julie the Cat Gaffney.
I agree. I'm saying if we want to write a self-insert, like, fine, fair play. Let's do it.
Oh, yeah, he is cute. He is cute.
And I guess for Talos, I don't know how I thruple it because he's such an adult.
The thing is, he's just in the alley watching when it all goes down.
She transports from one place to another.
He's like, I can't let this little girl by herself.
Yeah, yeah. And then he becomes the principal at the school.
Yes. Oh.
No. Shouldn't he be like another kid so he can like be their friend?
No. And that's why he doesn't get down because he's like, oh, I'm thinking of my wife and child.
Yeah, or fine. Right. Do you want to be a guidance counselor instead?
Yeah,
yes,
might be
thank you.
Okay.
And then Ben Mendelsohn will play that human version of that character.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, okay. So he can spend some time on screen not in that damn makeup.
Yeah.
He cannot talk in that makeup, guys.
No,
it's so difficult.
It's too tight.
Yeah.
It goes too much into his mouth or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe it'll be like the Hulk in just every movie it'll get better.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Until he's a cartoon.
Remember how... come on. Professor Hulk?
I love
best.
Professor
well,
Hulk.
That's the best Hulk and that's the latest Hulk.
All right.
Come on, Colin, you're right.
I remember Ryan and I saw that movie and we left and we were like... Hold on. So
we have
Hulk.
To talk about things. We watched silently.
Yes, silently.
We walked silently through the ArcLight Sherman Oaks.
Yes.
To our car.
Lot. Yes.
Got in the car. Looked at each other.
We were like, Professor Hulk, right?
Like, Do we need to talk about it?
I mean,
you know what I think is so funny? I feel like the pandemic really did things to people, because I feel like right before pandemic, people were very like, and I get that like everybody's different about like people touching them. Sure. But I remember like right before the pandemic, there was this like wave of people being like if you're talking to me, don't touch me because I don't consent to you touching me, you know, that kind of thing. And I'm like, that's fine. Everybody's different. Everybody has different feelings about being touched and whatever.
Yes.
But then like after pandemic, people were like, I miss the graze of a human's hand on my arm. Like it was very like, everyone was like, I'm so ready to like hug everybody and like do whatever. So it's very interesting. Like
I miss like bus touching.
Not like the side of your thigh against like a plastic bag held by a lady with Chinese food in it.
I thought you said
the warmth
bust
of a lady's Chinese food touching with the side of my thigh on the bus. That's like what I crave.
Yeah, I crave that.
Crave that.
Well, yeah, because all of you lived with another human being. You know nothing. You know nothing.
Hey guys,
two relationships.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.